dude, the coolest thing about owning a Chick-fil-A is that we could just film more TikToks there. So that's his way.
Two Texas friends have picked up a pastime, making hilarious viral videos about Chick-fil-A. If you need a laugh, we've got you covered in this episode of My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast. Hey there, I'm your host, Allison Storm. I'm joined by Jim Mann, who thankfully has never gone viral.
Thankfully? Why not, for crying out loud?
Well, because you probably don't even know what that means. You think I'm calling you sick or something.
I've had a virus or two.
Are you healthy now?
I am totally healthy, yes.
Oh, good. Oh, good.
Thanks for asking.
Well, we have loved watching these guys' videos on Instagram and TikTok, and now we're excited to have them with us on the show. Jimmy Von Thrawn and Ty Kelly, welcome to the podcast.
What's up? Thanks for having us.
Won't you guys start by telling us a little about who you are?
All right. My name is Ty Kelly. I was born and raised in Jacksonville, Florida. I'm now married and have two boys and a little girl on the way. So super excited about that. We actually just did a, actually it's kind of funny. One of our reveals of pregnancy was a Chick-fil-A TikTok video, but that's another story. Anyways, I played baseball and football in high school, and baseball in college. That's where Jimmy and I met, is in high school. That's where we hit it off in sophomore year in Jacksonville, Florida. And I just am a man of faith. I love to inspire people. I love to make people laugh. I'm a family man. I'm a Chick-fil-A man.
That was a very in-depth tie. Oh, I'm Jimmy. I'm not married. Ty and I are best friends, but he got married early, and I still get to, I watched football for 9 consecutive hours on Sunday. That was my big feat of the weekend. But yes, I'm from Jacksonville, Florida as well. Ty and I played in high school. I played college football, and then I moved to Dallas for a job I currently have, and I also love Chick-fil-A. I love making people laugh. I'm always a big goofball. Always been an annoying attention seeker, and goofy videos are the most healthy route for that right now. So, yeah, I'm also a man of faith, and I love Chick-fil-A because it's the Lord's chicken. It's baptized in peanut oil and just how the Bible says, so it's great.
Wait, so you guys met in Jacksonville, but now you both live in Texas?
We do. It's kind of a crazy story. So Jimmy was the smart one. He went to Princeton. I am not the smart one. I chased the baseball thing. He actually chased an education. And he got an amazing job right out of college here in Dallas. And initially, they only hired Ivy League students. So I didn't stand a chance. But then they recently opened it up to anyone, as long as you have a good resume. And I had finally built up enough resume to put my name in the hat. And now we're actually working together in Dallas, Texas, which is kind of crazy. But so we work together, we make videos together, we played high school sports together. We're from the same area. It's pretty cool.
Wow. Let's get to the meat of things. When did you guys both realize you love Chick-fil-A?
It was from birth for me. I mean, to be honest, I've Chick-fil-A is one of those things I've always eaten growing up. I just always remember wanting it on Sundays after church and my parents telling me no. And I was always confused. And yeah, and I think I mentioned it, but I remember my best year of football, arguably, was my junior year of high school, where I ate it every single morning, which, you know, looking back, it's probably not the best nutrition for a competitive athlete, but it seemed to work for me. Got a sausage burrito with hash browns and a Diet Coke, and it fueled me to victory. So I attribute that to my successes.
For me, kind of similar to Jimmy, my mother used to take my sister and I to Chick-fil-A all the time. That was like the treat for us, is to go get Chick-fil-A. And Truett Cathy actually came and spoke at my church one time, which was really, really awesome. That was something that left a profound impact on me, just getting to hear him speak, hearing and getting to see his character in person and just see what he stood for, and just seeing him embody what is Chick-fil-A, and that's just like true customer service and just wanting to give everybody the best possible time when they're there. Just a very humble man, very caring, very giving man. And it was really cool to see that. And I've always loved, even though I've been there a few times accidentally on Sundays, that they don't, you know, work on Sundays, even though I've seemed to want it more than ever on Sundays. But
that's always how it is, isn't it? So when did you guys start doing these funny Chick-fil-A videos?
So Ty and I have always loved doing goofy videos and trying a little bit of everything. Ty started getting a lot of clout on TikTok doing mixing goofy videos with kind of faith-based videos. But then he tried a Chick-fil-A video and I was like, dude, this is really funny.
I remember specifically my wife coming in to the living room and showing me this video and I was like, oh my gosh, it's really funny. She's like, you should do this. And I was like, okay. So I did the first video and it got like 70,000 views. I was like, wow, that was pretty good. And so I did a second one and it got like 1 million views. And I was like, oh my gosh. So then I did a third one and it got almost 4 million views. And I was like, people are on board with this Chick-fil-A stuff, okay? Like, it's very hard not to like Chick-fil-A. And so at that point, I was like, this fits my brand. I love Chick-fil-A. So why not just, you know, lean into it? And so I just started making more and more Chick-fil-A videos. It started transforming. We started getting more and more ideas. And it just kind of morphed from there.
You guys obviously don't work at Chick-fil-A, but people probably think you do, don't they?
That's actually funny you bring that up, because we've filmed a lot of videos kind of in the parking lot of Chick-fil-A with Chick-fil-A in the background, but we've had multiple instances where cars will stop and just assume we're working there. Because I mean, if we're in Chick-fil-A uniforms outside Chick-fil-A and they ask us questions.
The one Chick-fil-A that we film at a lot, we filmed like a little music video at, I mean, I can't tell you, there's probably 5 or 6, maybe 7 people that drove up to us asking us questions. And this specific Chick-fil-A, for some reason, they had the parking lot coned off where there's only one way to get in when normally there's like 3 ways to get in. So they're trying to funnel the traffic for the most efficient way. Well, this lady, she drove up and she was angry. I mean, angry. She rolls down her window and immediately just starts screaming at me. I'm like, what in the world's going on? So I like, all right, I'll go along with it for a second. So I just like let her just yell at me. She's like, so you mean to tell me that I came in on the left side and this gets coned off, so I come on the right side and I can't get on the right side, so I have to drive back out into the road and pull in that way? I was like, yes, ma'am, you do. She's like, are you kidding me? That's ridiculous. I said, ma'am, it's not really that big of a deal.
And she loved that.
And she did not. She did not like that answer. And I was like, it would take you about another 5 seconds, ma'am. And she goes, I'm going to go complain. I was like, well, I don't even work here, so I'm sorry. She's like, oh, and just peels out back into the road, immediately goes over to the actual employees and starts chewing them out too. I'm like, God bless you folks that you just had to deal with that woman. I am so sorry. And I probably made it way worse. But anyways, yeah, that was pretty crazy.
That was funny.
Oh, Karen. Just got to pray for her.
Yes. Pray for Karen.
Well, you guys have done a bunch of videos spoofing the training process of Chick-fil-A employees, which we know is very extensive because the way they are. But this one is like one of my favorites.
Never drop your nuggets.
Jimmy, you're hanging off the side of a moving vehicle, tossing nuggets at Ty, who is running full speed and catching them. First of all, kids, do not try this at home. But I've got to know the story behind this. Like, how many takes did you have to do? Jimmy, are you properly insured?
Yeah, that's one of the reasons I blocked my mom on social media, because she was too concerned. So that's something we started. We literally, we strap the tripod into the windshield wipers so we can get that angle so the phones hang off the side of the car. And yeah, it's funny. It took multiple takes, but Ty selectively edited the one he posts. So it looks like he caught them all. But the one I posted showed the truth, where he dropped one at the end. And, so But yeah, no, that blew up for Ty. That was fun to make.
The one that really blew up for me, one of the first ones, was me sprinting alongside the car trying to catch my wife, telling her that I forgot to tell her my pleasure and that it was on my conscience and everything. And so that one is like, ever since then, every single one of the videos that I've posted where I'm like sprinting to catch up to the car and give them something, it just seems to do well. So I was like, Jimmy, we just got to keep doing these sprinting videos where I'm trying to catch up to them. And like every time it changes, like I've brought my wife a gallon of sweet tea. I've brought them a side for the Cobb salad. I've brought an extra bag for their extra fries. You know, I've like brought all kinds of stuff. I brought a straw. I brought forks. Just like ridiculous stuff. And so this one, I was like, Jimmy, we have extra nuggets that we use for filming our music video. You should just get on the car and start tossing them to me as I'm sprinting behind you as one of our training videos. It's like, okay, let's do it. And so we did it. We did three takes. And the first take, I caught every single one, but I wasn't running fast at all. And I was like, Jimmy, this doesn't look that good. We have to like actually be sprinting. And so we did it a second time and I caught all of them again, but I forgot to say, I think I forgot to say my pleasure. And I wanted to say my pleasure at the end. And so we're like, oh my gosh, we got to do it again. And then, so we did it the third time and I caught every single one except for the last one. And then I was like, you gotta be kidding me. But I, of course, selectively, like you said, edited out the one drop and just threw in my pleasure at the end. That's the beauty of editing. So
now this is a Chick-fil-A fan podcast. So obviously we are totally okay with dogging McDonald's, which you guys do so hilariously in some of your videos. Here's a clip from your video that compares ordering at Chick-fil-A versus ordering at McDonald's.
Welcome to Chick-fil-A. How may I serve you today?
What do you want?
All right, just to recap, we have a number one meal combo with a large fry, extra Chick-fil-A sauces.
That's exactly right, thank you.
Big Mac with two large fries.
What? That's not what I said at all.
Hold on. All right, what'd you say?
Is there anything else I can get you today, sir?
Light ice, please, with that iced tea.
Light ice with the iced tea. You've got it, sir.
You want anything else?
Yeah, light ice with that iced tea, please.
You on crack? Who orders light ice?
Here's your number one, sir. Awesome. And here is that lightly iced sweet tea for you, sir.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, it's my pleasure, sir. Awesome. You take care now.
Thank you.
It's funny because it's true. I also love your video where Jimmy, the McDonald's employee, reveals that the ice cream machine is actually never broken. You guys just don't want to work.
I mean, that's... I spot the lie.
Jimmy, are you always the McDonald's employee?
I like to play the bad guy.
Where do your ideas come from?
our brains. We sit around for way too long and just float ideas off each other. And then now that it's getting so popular, our friends will call us and tell us, dude, you got to do this. You got to do this. Or Ty will go on TikTok live and people will send him ideas. Like one idea that one of his followers sent that I thought was hilarious was if Chick-fil-A drive-thru employees were in charge of the COVID testing. And I was like, yeah, it'd probably be a lot more efficient if they did it that way. So,
yeah, I mean, I have a lot of other responsibilities. So we have to be very efficient with filming. So what we've started doing is we'll come up with like 15 ideas and take several hours and just film them all in bulk and then just sporadically release them like one a day. We'll edit them and then just like release one at a time, although we have tons. And then what I've loved doing and has been really well received is like these almost like it's a joke, but it's kind of not, because some people will like write back and be like, why did I get goosebumps there? But it's like these, super hyped up, over the top, inspirational training montages with like instrumental music in the background where I'm like sprinting and climbing through sand and getting hit by waves and all kinds of ridiculous training. But the people love it. I can't explain it. I don't know why, other than that Chick-fil-A is just lovable and it's way over the top and ridiculous. And I think that's what makes it funny. and the fact that we're in Chick-fil-A uniforms and everything. And I always wear my PS4 headset, which people love. They like think it's hilarious that I'm wearing a PS4 headset as my microphone. So yeah, it's a lot of fun. We have way too much fun with it.
So what do your family and friends think about it?
They're a little embarrassed.
remember I said I blocked my mom on social media? It's because she was my biggest troll on my videos. She would, every time someone would say something nice, she would say, "Don't encourage him." And I finally had to block her. Like, "Mom, you're being mean." But honestly, I think the Chick-fil-A videos have actually been pretty well received, because we've both, you know, in prior videos have thoroughly, you know, humiliated ourselves for a few cheap laughs. Me a lot more, to be honest. But this one seems to be kind of universally beloved, which is fun.
Well, we're going to take a quick break, but believe it or not, Jimmy and Ty do have a serious side. They're going to share a super sweet story about something that happened to them one morning while having breakfast at Chick-fil-A. Don't go away. What if your clothes reflected your faith? Hey friends, Allison here. I want to tell you about a brand I recently discovered. It's called Elevated Faith. And if you love Chick-fil-A, which I know you do, or you wouldn't be listening to this podcast, you'll love Elevated Faith. How do I know? Because their mission is what sets them apart. Not only are their clothes and accessories really cool, I especially love the Woman of God crew neck in the heather mustard color. So cozy, so cute. But these clothes are actually bringing hope to the world. How? Well, two ways. Let's say someone says, "Allison, I love that sweatshirt you're wearing. It's an easy conversation starter for me to share my faith." And that could lead to a life-changing experience. The other way your purchase has power: a portion of every sale is donated to a ministry bringing hope to those that desperately need it. So do me a favor, check out elevatedfaith.com, and as an added bonus, use the code MYPLEASURE, all one word, to save 20% on your purchase site-wide. That's elevatedfaith.com. Use the code MYPLEASURE to save 20% on everything.
Well, welcome back. We are here giving a little free therapy to Jimmy and Ty, but we think they might have to pay a professional for this, because this goes deep.
Well, I want to hear the story about you guys having breakfast at Chick-fil-A right before Ty was about to go to a job interview.
Yeah, so you know, Ty was about to have a huge interview with a medical sales job, and Not trying to be mean, Ty was probably unqualified by his resume, but he was so good at talking to people that he had a shot. So we got Chick-fil-A and we're like, "You can do this, Ty." I was trying to hype him up.
I basically fought my way into it and I got an interview, but there's like seven other people. And I was like, I was the least qualified person out of these seven folks. I will never forget this. Her name was Susan. She walks up to me. And she saw that Jimmy and I don't know if she, I guess she just sensed that I was.
She overheard us talking about the job interview. And then she said, "I'm so sorry." She talked like that too. They're all sweet Southern in Florida. She's like, "I'm so sorry. I never do this, but did I hear you have a job interview?" And Ty said, "Yeah." And she said, "Oh, my son, you know, he's going through the same thing. Can I pray for you?" And Ty looked at each other and said, "Honestly, yeah, he can probably use some prayer." And yeah, and then I said, "And he has a baby on the way, so you know, add a little extra to the prayer." She said, "Oh my gosh, yes." Yeah.
But I mean, this lady was like an angel. She prayed over us, and I can't tell you, I felt like this overwhelming sense of peace, like everything was going to be okay. This lady prayed for me, and no joke, I went to that interview. I crushed that interview. Ended up getting the job. And then, so I was like, I have to go tell this lady that I got the job. So I went back to that Chick-fil-A. I made sure that it was during the time that she worked. I like brought her a little gift card and I gave her the gift card. And I was like, "You'll never know how much your praying over us meant to me and how much like overwhelming joy and peace that gave me going into that interview." And that's just like Chick-fil-A. Like, there's so many times I've had encounters with people that are just so kind, and you never know what someone's going through. You just never know what anybody's ever going through. That's why it's important to be kind. And she was the epitome of that. that day, and I will forever, I'm still friends with her. Like every time I visit Jacksonville and I go to that Chick-fil-A and I look for her. And she's just the sweetest lady. She's still working there. So
I still was not convinced she was an employee. I just thought she was an angel. I was like, I'm never going to see her again. But she was so sweet. But yeah, they wouldn't do that at McDonald's.
No. Definitely not.
Get a McPrayer there. Well, hey, we're going to take a break. And while we're doing that, I'm going to write down my prayer request for next time I visit Chick-fil-A. And we'll be back with more of Jimmy and Ty. Don't panic, but this episode of My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast, is almost over. But thankfully, there are more. In case you're hungry for another serving, check out three of our most popular episodes, like episode 21, our interview with TikTok's Chick-fil-A queen.
A lot of my content ideas is like fun facts about Chick-fil-A.
Episode 9, featuring a super fan who will definitely make you smile.
During quarantine, we've been buying the 40 nugget box and just sharing it as a family.
And don't miss episode 24 as we chat meal kits and new menu items.
And he said, babe, you have got to try these spicy chicken strips.
But you know, any episode I'm in is a great one. Oh, wait, I'm in all the episodes. So whichever one you choose to listen to next, you know it's going to be a good one. So don't forget, when this one is over, binge a few more. Well, welcome back. We've been hanging out with Jimmy and Ty. These two are going to try to stump us in a game we call Nugget of Truth.
Nugget of Truth is like two truths and a lie, where you share three statements about yourself, and Jim and I try to guess which one is made up. Jimmy, do you want to start?
Sure. All right. So my three nuggets. One, I can dunk still. I can dunk a basketball. Number two, I'm a failed bachelorette contestant. And number three, I consider George W. Bush a personal friend of mine.
Oh, wow. This is a tough one, Jim.
I'm going with number two as a lie, because you said you considered George W. Bush as a personal friend. You didn't say he was.
That was number three.
Right. Oh. And that's why I'm going with number two. Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, wait, what?
Number two is a lie. Three would be not a lie because he said he considers him a friend. That's what I'm going with that.
So you think the bachelorette one was the lie?
Yeah, not that you couldn't make it. Don't get me wrong.
Okay. Well, he is in Texas, and I think that's where W lives. I'm going to go with you can dunk. That's the lie.
All right. Allison, you're right. I cannot dunk.
Yeah.
My hamstrings are made of concrete. So I am a failed bachelorette contestant. So that's actually how I got into these comedy videos. I think 3 or 4 years ago, these girls that lived next door to me in my apartment complex convinced me to try out to the bachelorette as a joke. And I had watched like one episode of the show with them. So I literally made a parody of a bachelorette audition video, but it went viral. Like I had never edited a video. I just threw it together. It's so like roughly done. And I just threw it on YouTube. And then suddenly like a few days later, it had 10,000 views. When they realized I just was a complete jokester, they kind of blacklisted me. So that's why I say fail. But in a way, it was a success. And then, yes, I consider George W. Bush my best friend, because that was the other time I kind of went viral. I have a tank top that's just a George W. Bush's face. And he goes to the SMU, the local college here. He goes to their basketball game sometimes. So I wore that tank to the game and had a sign that says life goal, get picked with W while we're in W tank. I was waving it. Secret Service almost kicked me out because I looked like a lunatic. I was trying to get his attention. And then at halftime, I went to the other side of the court to get away from Secret Service. And he saw me and he invited me down onto the court and took the picture. I posted it. And then 3 days later, I was on Fox News, Barstool Sports. And then the local news came to my apartment and interviewed me. It was amazing. And then he sent me, George W. Bush sent me a signed copy of the photo when he saw it blew up. And he said, you're the man, W. So that is framed forever in my room. So that's why I consider him my best friend, because, you know, we're like pen pals. He sent me a signed copy, and so he's my best friend.
Well, no offense, Ty, right?
Yeah. I mean, I'm just thrown to the wayside. No big deal.
He understands, like, if he met George Bush, he'd feel the same way. It's like, you can't describe it till you experience it.
I guess I'll take a close second.
All right, Ty, give us your three nuggets.
Well, mine are not nearly as good or entertaining as Jimmy's, but my three nuggets. I play the drums. I applied to be a Chick-fil-A owner operator 4 years ago, and I was in a movie for a little cameo when I was 5 years old. Mm.
I do not think you play the drums.
What? Okay.
Jim?
He obviously plays the drums. I could see it in his eyes.
Okay, so which one do you think is the lie?
I'm really bad at this. I'm going with number two. You apply for Chick-fil-A owner.
Okay, so both of you are actually wrong.
Oh!
So I feel pretty accomplished right now. I was never in a movie. I'd like to think that I was in a movie, but I'm not. I play the drums. I actually used to be the drummer for my church band, believe it or not. Played the drums for quite a while. I don't get to play as much now because we make too many videos and I have too many kids. But I actually did apply to be a Chick-fil-A owner operator 4 years ago. Made it to like the fourth round and then got cut. But I plan on doing that again and again and again until I become one. Or hopefully maybe my videos get the attention and maybe they'll say, hey, that's the Chick-fil-A guy. Let's make him an actual owner. That's mine.
Well, Ty, you're a better liar than Jimmy.
Jimmy stumped you. What are you talking about?
Yeah, well, but he, not you, so.
I can't deceive a woman, but apparently Ty can.
Oh, well, Ty, I hope your dream comes true and we can visit your Chick-fil-A someday.
Hey, you can have all the free food you'd like.
What?
If I get my own Chick-fil-A, I will load your points up.
She needs it.
A funny thing is Ty, I think it was yesterday, talking about owning a Chick-fil-A. He said, dude, the coolest thing about owning a Chick-fil-A is that we could just film more TikToks there. So that's his recommendation of owning a store just for video location.
I wouldn't mention that.
One more beautiful thing about Chick-fil-A. So yesterday, I am literally in the Chick-fil-A drive-thru, about to order, go to grab my wallet, and I do not have my wallet. So, you know, what do? You just pull up your app and see how many points you have. And I was able to get a full lunch yesterday with my points. So that is the beauty of going to Chick-fil-A way too much that I literally I didn't have my wallet, but I still was able to get my lunch.
It's powerful.
Rockstar moment. You're on top of the world.
Oh, yes. Nothing better.
Well, thank you guys so much. This has been so much fun. How can people connect with you and watch all these hilarious videos you're creating?
So I'm on all social media as JVT Entertainment. Ty is a little more basic. It's just his name, Ty Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y.
Ty underscore Kelly.
World takes itself too seriously these days. So we're just trying to give people a few cheap laughs every now and then. And we love doing it.
That's awesome. That's our goal too, right, Jim?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, doing a great job.
Thank you guys so much for joining us.
All right. Thanks for having us. That was a lot of fun.
Man, all those videos, you think they'd say my pleasure, Jim.
I know.
Oh my gosh. Wow. You tricked us. Wow. That's on me.
I let him just fall there and fail. I wanted to make sure that you got that documented on here, that the apparent teacher that tells me to say my pleasure all the time messed up himself. So just for all those that are listening right now, it was clearly my pleasure. Thank you for having us on here. It's always my pleasure. And no, seriously, thank you so much, y'all, for having us on here. It was so much fun.
Awesome. Love you guys. Well, if you enjoyed today's show, please do what a Chick-fil-A team member would do. Politely pass this goodness on to a friend. Take a screenshot, share it on social media, and help us spread the word. Also, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, can you do me a favor? Pick up your phone, hit those 5 stars, and leave a review. We love reading them, and we'd love to read yours. Until next time, stay tender and saucy, my friends.
Special thanks to our sound engineer, me, and our co-host, also me. This episode of My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast, was written and produced by Allison Storm, but it was edited by me. For more information about me, visit manmadeproductions.com. That's man with two N's, madeproductions.com.